Jake Gyllenhaal is Dalton, an ex-UFC fighter whose new gig at a Florida Keys roadhouse turns out to be more than it seems. In an adrenaline-fueled reimagining of the 80s cult classic, Roadhouse, streaming now on Prime Video. Hey gamers, Jake Barras here, and you're listening to Press Start Australia's daily gaming news. According to a new report from Kotaku, which cites sources with knowledge of the situation, Rockstar may be considering pushing back the release of Grand Theft Auto 6 as far as 2026. The report claims that Rockstar's management is concerned development on the game is falling behind, which is seemingly one of the contributing factors in its recent return to office mandate. Rockstar has supposedly been aiming for an early 2025 launch for the game, but is prepared to move that to later in the year or even all the way back into 2026 as an emergency option. Square Enix has announced the release date for Final Fantasy XVI's next major DLC expansion, The Rising Tide, which will launch for PS5 on April 18, 2024. The expansion will introduce new locations, a new party member, and even more iconic abilities as Clive and friends encounter the legendary water icon, Leviathan. It'll also include a new multi-level floor challenge mode and added side content. Along with the DLC, Square Enix is also releasing a fresh update for the base game on the same day, which will improve its quest system, add custom controls, and more. Larian Studio CEO Sven Vink has confirmed during a panel at GDC 2024 that the team has no plans to work on expansion content for Baldur's Gate 3, and likewise isn't planning on making a Baldur's Gate 4. This statement was seemingly a necessary one, with Vink saying that Larian has been bombarded with questions about the future of the game since Baldur's Gate 3 launched to huge critical acclaim and success. This doesn't mean that support for Baldur's Gate 3, which Larian has kept up quite well since launch, is going away. Vink has since confirmed on social media that things like mod support and extra cinematics are still on the way for the game. For the latest gaming news, bargains, reviews, our podcast, and all things gaming, check out pressstart.com.au.